So we've got a whole lot of speakers at St Melian in East Cornwall for the Transnational Conference, focusing on mental health, work and well-being. And one of the speakers comes from Sweden. Kerstin Hörsvad is speaking about lessons learned about inclusiveness and bringing people into the workplace who've got who need to be skilled up in certain areas. Now, Kerstin, just tell me about the main issues that you want to alert people to at this conference.
Well, I think the most important is to develop the learning process at the workplaces, because we have an old culture that says you should just do your work and keep quiet and that's enough. But now we have to develop, we get a lot of knowledge all the time from all around the world, really. And we have to have educated people and trained people that always try to learn from each other and try to learn new things. And that's what our project is about. And it's also, it's a big project. There are 3,000 people at 75 workplaces in Stockholm County. And we try to make this development to start. And we also have a big, I don't know the word in English, but we try to concentrate at the language. Learning the language is also very important, and that everybody is involved in that process.
I suppose that actually resonates with many communities in Britain, because there are people coming in from other parts of the world, and it's about making sure that they have the language skills to engage in the workplace and even get the employment in the first place.
Exactly. And in Sweden, the many people have been employed when there was a lack of a shortage of workers. But now the demands are rising and you have to help these people to get a position, sure, a safe position at the work, the labour market. And that's why we try with this approach in the project.
Okay, so give us a few key tips to things that should be done in this country to improve the way that we engage with people who aren't included.
Mm. Well, I'm in the field of elderly care, and I would say that it's important to see elderly care as a real profession and a real important work. It's not easy to handle. You have to know a lot of things to be able to help elderly people in the homes and so on. So that's one thing. And then when learning, you have to be very, you have to include everybody, both the manager and the staff around and the one who is supposed to learn something. So I think that's important in England too.
And what are the big mistakes that we are making that you can spot already?
I don't know, really. I couldn't say that because I don't know English and British elderly care so well. So I couldn't tell you.
I mean, we have had a whole lot of stories recently about care homes and the quality of care homes. There was a big news story recently. So there is obviously an issue which needs to be sorted out here.
Yes, and we have had the same discussion in Sweden recently. There have been big scandals in elderly homes, elderly who have been locked in or have not been looked for properly. So many people say, oh, we must have more of control and more inspections. But I would say the most important is the staff and their competence and their view of the human. I cannot find the word in English, but their view of how to treat each other as human beings.
Kerstin, thank you very much.
Thank you.